Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dose of the Dead. I'm Angelo Galata. This is a new podcast I decided to come up with to get, you know, your dose of the dead for the week. So it'll be a weekly podcast. Be going over shows that happened this day, Grateful Dead history, upcoming news, studio tracks. We could do covers, just all different songs and things pertaining to the Grateful Dead. So let's get right into it. We're going to start off with Samson and Delilah from 36 years ago today, 1980, Fox Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. So once again, here's Samson and Delilah. you have Samson and Delilah, once again from Fox Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. So let's talk about some upcoming news. The 50th anniversary edition of the first studio album, debuted in 1967, is coming out with the re-release. The first CD is going to be all remastered. The first disc would be the original studio album. The second disc is going to be live performances from 66. I believe one of the shows is in Canada. And there's some songs from another show. I don't know where. I don't remember when. But the cool thing about this is one of the songs, Standing on the Corner, this is their final live performance that they ever did. It will be on the second CD of that re-release for the 50th anniversary edition, and that will be available, I believe, January 20th for purchase, so that's pretty cool. They also announced they're going to re-release all their studio albums in chronological order of the days, of the times it's their 50th anniversary, so they're going to do their first LP, and then, you know, when the 50th anniversary of Anthem of the Sun comes out, they'll reissue that, I'm sure, with another disc and all unreleased shows before. So that'll be pretty cool. Something to look forward to for the next, I don't know, while. In other news, John Mayer of Dead & Company will be performing on the Jimmy Fallon show. He last appeared there with Dead & Company earlier in the year. This time he'll be by himself, probably performing his new single, Love on the Weekend. So if you want to check that out, I know most deadheads are not fond of John Mayer's pop music, but, you know, check it out if you would like. So with today being November 30th, comes to close of 30 Days of the Dead, which, if you don't know, they, for the month of November, they pick out a song every day on dead.net, and it's free for download. This year's selection was pretty good. Other years may have been better, but we're gonna pick two songs from the month and play them. Some of my favorites, so. Let's go to, the first song is going to be Friend of the Devil. That would be November 12th, they issued that. And this performance is from 1978 in Uptown Theater, Chicago, Illinois. The end of the hiatus, and they brought this song back into the repertoire, but when they brought it back, it was a much slower version, so it was reintroduced in 67 when they came back, and then they played at a slower tempo. So this is the final show of the spring tour in 1968. Friend of the Devil, enjoy.
Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. $20 bill and vanished in the air. I said I'm running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep. Thank you. my heart's delight. Sheriff's on my trail, and if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Shinobi, one in Cherokee. First one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. Sit down running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
So once again, that was Friend of the Devil, the slower tempo, which I kind of like better. I don't know, it's my preference. But next track we're going to have here is would be from November 23rd, and it is Black Throated Wind, also in Chicago, but in the International Amphitheater. This comes from July 25th, 1974. It was played pretty frequently between 72 and 74, but actually dropped from the repertoire for a full 16 years. Made a big comeback in the fall of 89 with a batch of returns that they brought back within their repertoire. It was a great song to have back. Another Bob song to put in the first set, and yeah, it's just a good song altogether. So here's Black Throated Wind from 1974.
The moon.
thoughts of regret. And I was amazed when all this began. Would never think twice about the end of the year. Black throated wind.
So that will do it for Black Throated Wind and 30 Days of the Dead. Now we're going to move into some, I'm going to play a studio track, which I'm just going to pick a random song off a random studio album every week that I like. This week is going to be Althea from Go to Heaven. Go to Heaven wasn't really, fan favorite for the Dead, but I believe this is a pretty, this is a bright spot in a time where they weren't too sure what direction they were heading into. So this was like their transition period, but I think this is a song that sticks out, and they played, for a while. It stuck around. So here's Jerry with Althea.
leader told me upon scrutiny that my back might need protection. I told LD that treachery was tearing me limb from limb. LD, I told me.
Okay, so once again, that was Althea from Go to Heaven. That's really going to do it for the show. We're going to play one more song from the This Day in Grateful Dead History, November 30th, 1980. Once again, Atlanta, Georgia, Fox Theater. This was the closeout song of that show, and it's going to be the closeout song of this show. I think it's a really nice version. Ends this show and that show really nicely. It's Uncle John's band, so come join us next week. Tune in. You know, if you want, you don't have to. But thanks for listening, if anyone is. And here's Uncle John's band. Enjoy and have a great week.